This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With more of What's On Your Mind, I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Let's start with Roy Moore today. We have Heidi Heitkamp caught in a lie, according to the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and Rob Port, a blogger, have been working on this story. NRSC put this out last week. I think I heard about it, but didn't really dig into it. And then over the weekend, I see Rob has put something up. It was on the 8th. That would have been Friday, I guess. And then the NRSC has put that out today. She posted some misleading figures about tax reform on her social media. See, here's what's going on with Heidi Heitkamp, right? And by the way, she deleted the tweet. So she put up this tweet with a lie, and then she deleted the tweet. So she got caught on it after they called her out on it. But I'll tell you what I think is going on. And that is simply this. She now has to convince you that tax reform is a bad idea. So remember, she spent the last several months talking about how she was having an open mind and wanting to have a conversation about this. She never really moved anywhere towards the tax reform. Many people, myself included, said, look, she's never going to vote for this unless her vote doesn't matter. There were even some people said that she'd agreed to vote for it as long as they had more than 50 votes, which to me was offensive because it says, you know, I'll only go along with it if I'm not the person that makes it happen. Well, it's either good or it's bad. What is it? So now it's all about, gosh, I should have voted for it. I didn't vote for it. So now I got to tell you a lot of bad things about it, even lie about it. Delete tweets. Pay attention to this. We'll put it up on our Facebook page, okay? I also saw during the break that a group calling themselves Brave New Films is hosting a press conference in D.C. or New York, I forget, with the three women who have previously accused Donald Trump of sexual harassment. This is going to be their plan now, ladies and gentlemen. This is all about why Heidi Heitkamp and others paid no attention to Al Franken having six accusers, but as soon as he had seven, they became concerned. They said, look, we got to use this against the Republicans. So let's just say, you know, how can we tell John Conyers, stay here? How can we tell Al Franken, stay here, and then be against Roy Moore and not like the president want to use his past accusations against him? Okay, that's how we'll do this. We'll just now get upset about it. Seventh accuser, fine, great. Oh, go, you're gone. No due process, nothing. You're gone. So be prepared for a whole lot of action related to Donald Trump. Now, here's the thing that you need to remember about the Donald Trump situation, the accusations in his past. They were all out there during the presidential campaign. The American people voted. And honestly, that's the same thing with Roy Moore tomorrow. You know, what I've asked myself is, how would I vote if I was in Alabama? Really, that doesn't matter. That little exercise doesn't matter. Alabama's got to decide who they believe and vote for them. And similar situation here with Donald Trump. That was known to voters, and they voted for him. So in large measure, it's old news. But what I want you to know is, the group putting them forward is a group called Brave New Films. Brave New Films is the brainchild of a Hollywood filmmaker by the name of Robert Greenwald. It'll not surprise you that he's a left-wing partisan. That his work in the past has been about hating George Bush because he won in 2000. hating the war in Iraq, partnering with MoveOn.org, The Nation, the Center for American Progress, all very left-leaning organizations, hating Rupert Murdoch, doing a documentary about Fox News and how terrible they are. It's a left-wing, very, very, very left-wing organization. So much so in 2008, when a lot of Democrats actually thought John McCain was okay, they were even taking on John McCain. Okay, so they are left. The Koch brothers, they hate them all. So anything you see related to the story about these accusers coming out today, just remember Brave New Films, an arm of John Podesta's Center for American Progress, MoveOn.org, The Nation. Again, these people that want socialism, some form of communism, un-American, in my mind. Just wanted you to know. Be aware of that, because you won't get to see all that. Texter asked, why do all of Roy Moore's accusers refuse to sign an affidavit? Don't know. Good question. Another texter, do you think it's time for Al Carlson and the other legislators who don't like the governor, or don't like that the governor has veto powers, find a new line of work? Our tax money should not be used for this. North Dakota has its own swamp, and Governor Burgum should drain it. Governor Burgum is going to join us tomorrow on the program. Nolan, if you would remind me to use that question for him, I shall. I do think it's time for Al Carlson and other legislators who don't like that the governor has veto powers to recognize, we understand there's a tension between different branches of government. That's been there for a long time. I think this situation did not need to be resolved with a lawsuit. Somebody else said, can we get someone on to explain the lawsuit for the governor veto items? We'll do that. We will. I was quite critical on Friday of Al Carlson and others who, in my mind, have an unhealthy dislike of Governor Burgum. It's not healthy. They're not rooting for him. They don't want him to win. They're thinking of ways to stop him, thinking of how they're better. Jealous of his electoral success. That's the swamp. That's the swamp. Anybody in that camp, repent of your ways and, you know, come on. Now, you're going to have disagreements. I understand. I'm not saying Doug Burgum, governor, all right. Lieutenant Governor Brent Savard, all right. 100% right. For one, these are two individuals who haven't been in state government before. They're now a year in with a limited staff, because that's what the legislature allocates, trying to reinvent government. It's a big job. You're going to do some things wrong along the way. That's just naturally going to happen. No different than legislators do that. But my point is, when that happens, you say, here's why I think you're wrong. Here's what I think we ought to do about it. Not lawsuits. Not spend the taxpayers' money on that. It's petty. It's a bad idea. It's my opinion. We'll welcome what you suggest, an expert on it, sometime soon. For sure. New poll out. Just taken. By Fox News. Do you believe the allegations against Roy Moore? You believe the allegations against Roy Moore? 39% say yes. By the way, that's up just a little bit from November when 38% said yes. No, it's untrue. 33%. That's down a little bit from November when 37% said they didn't believe it was true. So lost 4 points there. Unsure more now at 27%. You know, so you basically have a 39 to 33. I believe this, but 27% I'm unsure that could sway at any time. People just don't know. Let me ask you that question, Roger in Fargo. Do you believe the allegations against Roy Moore?
You know, I don't know, Scott, but it terrifies me that an allegation can be accepted as the truth without any facts. It's scary that anybody would go to that trying to destroy a person. And if that's the new norm, if just an allegation is proof of guilt, then that must actually mean that Obama was a socialist Muslim born in Kenya, or that Hillary is a criminal traitor. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous that allegations without proof are accepted as fact.
Very good point. And there was no due process.
None.
In the Roy Moore case or the Al Franken case, for that matter. I mean, it didn't happen. And that's why, as much as I don't like Al Franken, as much as I think he is really a, I mean, look, we know enough to know not good. It should go to an ethics committee. I think the best outcome on Roy Moore, and when we come back, I'm going to play Richard Shelby because I want your take on that. Because the swamp certainly doesn't like him. And I guess Richard Shelby, having been there a long time, could be considered the swamp. But he's an Alabaman who didn't vote for a Republican. And I want you to hear his reasons why. But I think the best outcome here is for Roy Moore to win tomorrow night, have that seat, to be the subject, all of these allegations to be the subject of a Senate Ethics Committee investigation, to get to the truth. Absolutely. Due process. And we all want to demand that. It's missing. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer.
Don't you get this?
Go straight to the ghetto.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Well, I mean, we know Santa Claus does go there. I didn't know they did a song about it.
No, well, they do a song about everything.
Wow.
20 past the hour on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the airwaves in North Dakota, and we have great gratitude for that and the good health of our friend Todd Mitchell, thanks to the Stem Cell Health Institute. Tell me more, Todd.
I am going for treatment, in fact, tomorrow afternoon, so I'll be able to fill you in firsthand on how that went. If you're suffering from pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, that's me, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, there are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. There are a bunch in Bismarck coming up later this week, as a matter of fact, I think Thursday. You need to attend. 1-888-973-1560. This is stuff you used to have to go out of the country to get. Now you can get it here. StemCellTherapyForPain.com. 1-888-973-1560. StemCellTherapyForPain.com. I'll be going tomorrow afternoon. I'll have a report for you because I'm getting it. Start living life once again.
Richard Shelby is the senator from Alabama. He said over the weekend that he won't or did not vote. He already voted. Did not vote for Roy Moore. Listen to what he said, and I want your take.
He said that you already cast your ballot.
They're still... Wait a minute.
Yes?
Yeah. We have Roy Moore and Richard Shelby going at the same time. That's not good. Here is Richard Shelby, senator from Alabama, on why he did not vote for Roy Moore. Why don't you take on this?
You said that you already cast your ballot in the Alabama special election and that you chose to write in a candidate instead of voting for the Republican Roy Moore. The latest polls are neck and neck, showing Jones, the Democrat, leading by a hair. Perhaps when it comes down to it on Tuesday, who would you rather see win?
Well, I'd rather see the Republican win, but I would hope that Republican would be a write-in. I couldn't vote for Roy Moore. I didn't vote for Roy Moore, but I wrote in a distinguished Republican name, and I think a lot of people could do that. Will they do it? I'm not sure. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, as a Republican, I had to vote Republican. I wanted to vote Republican. I understand where the president's coming from. I understand we would like to retain that seat in the U.S. Senate. But I tell you what, there's a time, we call it a tipping point. And I think so many accusations, so many cuts, so many drip, drip, drip. When it got to the 14-year-old story, that was enough for me. I said, I can't vote for Roy Moore.
Is he wrong to say what he's saying about Roy Moore? How would you vote if you were in Alabama tomorrow? 800-228-0550. You can text your answer, too, if you want. 367-2054 to me or 226-8503 to Todd. You have a guest at the bottom of the hour. The first book that I know of on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, and one that talked to law enforcement, talked to people that were harmed. A narrative, a theme, a fact that was missing from so much of the mainstream media reporting on this. Part of which was, you know, there literally were handlers. If you go down to the protest site, there were handlers there. In the camps, there were handlers. If that wasn't reason enough to say, but not many media told you that exactly. They just talked to the people who were okay by the handlers. Anyway, more on that coming up in a bit. Texture says the odds of convincing me tax cuts are bad are about the same as monkeys flying out of my hind end. They may be too small, but let's get started. All right. Remember when you did the quote day on what's on your mind? A law is only as good as the people willing to obey it. All right. The stupid gun-free zone signs do not trump our Second Amendment rights. Scott, you're a conservative radio talk show host. If two or even five known liberal Democrats accused you of something, wouldn't you want to be judged on the facts through due process or by fake media bias reports? What's one of the things that I've said about Roy Moore? I haven't heard a lot of defense against these accusations. I find myself saying, boy, I would do the defense against these accusations a lot differently. But to answer your question, yes, I'd want to be judged on the facts, no doubt about it. But I think, if this happened to me and I was accused of this stuff, I'd come on this air and I'd say, folks, this didn't happen. This did not happen. What they're saying isn't true. And lawyers would probably say you can't do that, but I'd do it. I'd shout it from a mountaintop. That's the one thing I never understand why there isn't more of that. Now, Roy Moore has said, I never molested anyone. He hasn't done a lot of interviews. He did the Sean Hannity interview. He did a press conference. His spokesperson did a great job on television yesterday on this. More recently, he did Newsmax TV, and we're just actually came across this. We're trying to find some of these quotes so you can hear in his own voice. But he said in that, I never molested anyone. He said in that, I did not date those girls. So he is saying himself, these are not true, which I think is helpful. It is for me. Scott, heartbreaker is right on Carson Wentz. I'm not even from North Dakota. When I saw the news on Wentz, I was sick to my stomach. Just terrible. Yeah. Texter says, Shelby said it himself, said the 14-year-old story. Litz a story. I don't know what that means. You got a typo in there. But you're right. Richard Shelby did use the example of the 14-year-old. Here's Roy Moore in his own words in this interview from Newsmax.
I did not know any of the women who have charged me with sexual allegation of molestation. And I did not know any of the women. When I saw these pictures on the advertisements of my opponent, I did not recognize any of those people.
Sure.
I did not know them. I have written cards, graduation cards. I have known families. I've known a lot of people throughout my life. But these allegations are completely false. I did not date underage women. I did not molest anyone.
Right.
And so these allegations are false.
All right, there's Roy Moore in his own words. I do wonder why he didn't say something like that sooner. But he's saying it now. So let's get Alton and Bismarck for your take quickly on this. Go ahead, Alton.
Well, you know, the really sad part is, and that's one caller mentioned earlier, anybody that can make an allegation and it's immediately accepted as fact. And the more disturbing part is that what has become the norm in this country, it's actually rather sick that people will go to this length, and whether these stories are manufactured or not, I believe that they are, because they would have arisen much sooner. He had a judgeship that would have been easily protested by something like this, and only when he had the lead.
Hang on a sec, Alton. I think you have more to say, and we'll do it after the break. Plus, our author coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
For the perfect Christmas gift, the one that will get the oh wow effect when they open it, it's MyPillow. Without any question, you know they've heard about MyPillow, and if they don't have one, what a great gift. You can do it for them. They've thought of it a thousand times. I should get one of those. I should get one of those. Plus, you're giving the gift of good health, because everything is better with a good night's sleep. Bottom line, most important thing to your health is sleep. Most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. Not tossing and turning, switching out pillows when they get hot, waking up with a bad neck, not sleeping well. And right now, the buy one, get one offer is back. Perfect time to manage this. They've also, for our listeners, given us a buy one, get one, give one. And they're giving one to regional charities for folks in need. The homeless, inner cities. Isn't that neat? I love it. That's Michael Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Call them, 800-506-9028. Just make your Christmas easy. Give MyPillows to everybody on your list. Buy one, get one, allow you to do that. You can also go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, Alton and Bismarck, go ahead and finish your comments. Sorry about the clock.
No problem. As I was saying, it's, you know, how low is, whether it's politics here or some of the media things that go on, it seems like so much of this is manufactured, and later they print retractions. In the meantime, they've ruined some good people's lives, and I just find it sickening. I mean, if I were in Alabama, I would vote for Roy Moore as many times as I could just to kind of cram it down the media's throat.
And that's because you believe, now you're voting so many times to give it to the media and to get him to Washington D.C. in the Senate to take on the swamp, or you don't believe any of these accusers, or both.
Well, you know, so far I have not seen anything from his accusers that would be documentable as evidence. That's thing number one, and then when this woman changed her yearbook, and first of all, he didn't even say anything in that yearbook that was, as I thought, was sexual. You know, he was giving her a nice compliment, in my mind. So, I would say, to answer your question, it would be both. I mean, we need to clean out the swamp.
Here's what I would say. If we knew Roy Moore to be, you know, wrong and lying about this, I couldn't vote for the guy. In other words, I'd say, what's he going to lie about next? What's he going to lie about next? I want him to win. I want him to go to be one more wake-up call for Mitch McConnell to say, you know, you better start listening to real people rather than D.C. lobbyists. You know, I want him to win for all the same reasons you do. I don't want him to win if he's guilty. But I too, say, number one, all right, I'm going to take him at his word. Number two, I believe that the first thing should be done there is clear him so he doesn't have this cloud over. I mean, already the Democrats, the reason they turned on Al Franken and John Conyers is they want immediately when Roy Moore gets there to be the same standard to apply, to ask him to resign. And he should get due process. That should all be vetted and be done. And if I met Roy Moore, I'd want it too. You know, okay, I won. Now let's go through the facts of these cases so these people can be proven wrong and get to the bottom of it. But I too agree. The mob mentality that's there is really scary. Alton, all good stories. Thank you. Roger in Williston before our next guest, the author of Blue Like a River, Burning the Bridge Between Red and White at Standing Rock. Looking forward to this conversation. What's on your mind, Roger?
Yeah, see, I was just going to let you know about, I suppose it's been 10, 15 years ago. I was driving for a national courier, and we switched routes, and my route was on Friday running up into Montana. And I happened to take that Friday off, and so another driver drove for me. And the highway patrol over up by Scobey, Montana, called my courier and asked who was driving on Fridays, who has that route on Fridays. She said it was me, so he sent me a ticket. I got a letter in the mail for passing up a hill. He was off duty. He was off duty hauling grain, but he said the courier van that I was driving, or that was driving on my route, had passed him up a hill, and he sent me a ticket in the mail for reckless driving, I think it was. It was 6 points off my license. Well, then I called, I got this in the mail, then I called my supervisor, and he said, well, you run the routes on Friday. And I said, I wasn't even at work that Friday, the day that the ticket was sent. I said, it wasn't me driving, it was the other guy that was took over for me. So I had to go up to court, or before I went to court, they give me the number to the highway patrol. I called him. He said, rip up that ticket. He said, what day were you up here? And I said, Wednesday. I was up there Wednesday that week. He said, rip up that ticket. So he sent me another ticket. So I went up there with two tickets, two different days. I had the proof that I wasn't driving on the Friday, and I still got charged with it. The judge told me that if you have somebody's license number, the time of day, and mile marker, you can charge anybody with anything, and they have to prove you. You have to prove you were not there.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
I would think somebody...
I tried doing that, and I showed them that I wasn't driving. Well, then they sent me another ticket. So I had two tickets for the same offense on two different days because I told them that I wasn't there, and I had proof I wasn't there that day. They sent me another ticket. So it's not – it's once you get into law enforcement – and I wanted to be a police officer when I was growing up in high school until I got – until I found out how it works. If you got the money to fight it, you can probably fight it, and I probably could have fought it, but it would have cost me probably $10,000 to fight a ticket.
Yeah, wow. And talk about a lack of due process and giving you I'm surprised legally you can give someone a ticket and you haven't actually seen it happen. That's just I didn't think that happened in North Dakota.
It was an off-duty highway patrol, and he said that my van had passed him going up a hill on that Friday.
Well, it's so fine, but it wasn't you. It wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. No.
So I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can't get a ticket for it. That's crazy. I got to run, but I do appreciate the call, and I appreciate you sharing it because I think it's a wake up call for everybody. Julie Niedlinger is here. Julie, am I saying your last name correctly?
Actually, it's Niedlinger, but it's close.
Okay, Niedlinger. I wanted to make sure I was saying it right, so I'll get it right.
That's
now.
Fine.
Julie's written a book called Blue Like a River, Burning the Bridge Between Red and White at Standing Rock. So first of all, the title, Blue Like a River. What does that mean?
Well, it comes from a couple of things. There's actually an essay in there that's titled that, so that's somewhat where it stems from, and it has to do with law enforcement. That particular essay talks about how the community came around and supported law enforcement when it seemed like the whole world hated them. And so that's partly where that title comes from. And then, of course, the subtitle has to do with the relationship aspect of the aftermath of the protest and also a reference to Backwater Bridge, where everything seemed to happen.
Yeah, and that's the saddest part of this story in my mind, burning the bridge between red and white at Standing Rock, because in my mind, a group of people with a political axe to grind and a dislike of fossil fuels came in and used the Standing Rock people and did enormous damage to people who have coexisted with their neighbors for many, many years without any issues at all. So that's rather sad. But I'm glad you wrote the book. I've been amazed, honestly, there haven't been others written up. Why did you write it? What motivated you to do this?
Well, first, I suspect there will be plenty of books written from different angles, of course. But I wanted to get this one out quickly because I wanted to make sure it was still there when people were still thinking about it. And I don't know that I pulled it off. I think it kind of came in a little bit late. But I wanted to give a voice to the people who did not, whose stories weren't heard, or maybe they were only heard barely, if even. So, I made a point of speaking with landowners, law enforcement families, people from this community who experienced it, as opposed to the stories that people who didn't live here thought, what they thought was happening. I wanted to make sure the stories of the people that were here were heard, not just for pushback on what I consider a really dangerous and false narrative that spreads elsewhere, but also as a historical record, because even the people I spoke with and myself included, after a few weeks or months goes by, you start forgetting, well, when did that happen or did it happen that way? And I felt it was important to get it down on record as quickly as possible.
And you are so right. Those are the people that didn't have a voice. We found ourselves hearing from those people on this show in the middle of it as well. And that's where, my trip was. Switch flipped in me at some point in this when I heard the stories about, masked individuals stopping school buses and scaring people that were on their way into town, and families unable to sleep because of any noise out in the yard, and just said, how can anybody live that way? It really was incredible what was going on. How did you, what would you say would be the overwhelming theme from the people that you talked to that didn't have a voice in this, landowners, law enforcement? What's your takeaway from their collective voices in the book?
Well, I think the first one is no one had racial hatred. There's that stupid narrative of racism. And not a single person I talked to spoke ill about anyone from Standing Rock. Their main concern was the relationship damage between Standing Rock and the people in the community. That was a huge concern. There was also obviously a great concern for rule of law, private property rights. And then, of course, the problem we have today with, how do media report these incidents? Well, in this case, not always so great. And so that was something that popped up frequently in the conversation, too, a concern where they're not even telling what is happening.
This is where I hope your book is used as a exercise for newsrooms to say, here's our coverage from April 2016 to February 2017. Here's a book that goes back and takes a perspective of, a little after action interviewing. Did we get it right? Did we report accurately? Did we tell people the facts, or were we snookered by people with an agenda? I think they were snookered myself. What is your conclusion?
I think there were some news sources that did their best. As some interviewees pointed out, not all landowners wanted to speak a lot because then they were badly targeted, and you'll read about that in the book. So they were scared to talk. And so there were media requests by some outlets to speak with landowners, and they weren't fulfilled because the landowners were being terrorized and they were scared. So you can't blame a media source for not getting an interview if it wasn't willingly given. However, there were people who were willing to talk. And I give the famous example of the MSNBC reporter, Cal Perry. He knew.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was unbelievable. Geez. Hang on a sec. I want you to tell that story when we come back, and also more on the book. Julie Neidlinger is here. Blue Like a River is the book. More after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is, if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
MBI Energy is hiring, and I'm telling you what, this is a world-class company. Great leadership, great assets. You go to work for MBI, you're going to be there a long, long time, and they literally need people in every corner of the Bakken right now. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, they do the training. They pay you well. The benefits are great. Flexible work schedules, and they're in it for the long haul. What's not to like? Apply with MBI today at MBIEnergyServices.com or call them 844-MBI-JOBS. They'll set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS. Trust me on this one thing. You're going to love that company. You absolutely are. Julie Neidlinger is here. She's the author of a new book, Blue Like a River, burning the bridge between red and white at Standing Rock. You talked about media coverage. Talk about right. that MSNBC reporter and what he did.
Well, he was preparing a live report, I guess you could say, and at the same time, a protester was also actually recording that. And so he proceeded to tell some story about how the danger of the pipeline breaking would have an effect on floating buffalo down the river for their hunt. And when he got all done, you could hear the protester laughing in the background. And I actually have a copy of the video, so I can show people if they didn't see it. But he's laughing in the background, and he tells Perry, you didn't get that right, and the locals aren't going to like it, but it's good for the cause, basically, is kind of what he said. And I even saw, you know, the report, you know, I don't think it ran right away. I guess it wasn't live, but it was several days later, and people were on social media telling him, your report is wrong, and he still ran it, and it got over 1 million views. So people now think that in addition to all the other atrocities that supposedly happened, the oil pipeline is going to affect the huge buffalo hunt at Standing Rock and where they float the animals down the river after they kill them, I guess. It was really ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw that video. It was very telling as to how the national mainstream media types work. And, you know, he had handlers. That was the other thing. He had handlers telling him this stuff. And so, you know, that should be disclosed, right? I mean, it is if you go to Russia and they don't let you freely go where you want to go or talk to whoever you are. He didn't disclose that. I met him later at a coffee shop in Fargo. He was covering an event with Congressman Kevin Cramer with more professional protesters showing up. And so I asked him about that and said I wanted to talk to him. And he wouldn't do it. He just said, can't talk about it, won't do it, you know, not going to do it. Chris Berg did as well, had it on tape with him, and he knew he was cooked. Now he got a promotion, I think. Now he's on Today Show or something, isn't he?
Yeah, he got in charge of their national or their world video, or he went to London. They gave him a promotion for his excellent work.
Unbelievable. Who, you mentioned earlier just talking to some of the people that needed a voice. Give us some examples of some of the people you talked to. Who's in this book?
Sure. I have, I spoke with some law enforcement. I didn't get to speak with as many as I'd like to have. Part of the problem was there were lawsuits, which is an interesting issue. You know, you can silence people by just simply putting a lawsuit against them. I think also some of them didn't want to speak because there were active criminal cases, so I could understand that. But I did speak with Sheriff Kirkmeyer, and then I also spoke with a police officer's spouse, and that was quite interesting. I spoke with Kayla Cole. She was a community advocate. There's a lot of interesting things happening with some of the community groups, and you'll hear about that in the book. I spoke with Morton County Commissioners, Bruce Strinden and Cody Schultz, three different representatives, Paul Pika from the State Historical Society, Julie Fedorchek from Public Service Commission. I'm trying to think. Julie Ellingson. She's with the Stockman's Association, but she's also a landowner, a rancher out there. And then the last two that I end with are Scott Davis, Mandan City Council, and then, of course, North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, as well as, he's a Standing Rock tribal member. And then I also spoke with the Standing Rock elder. You know, some people didn't want their names out there, and I understood that, so I respected that. And I did choose to end the book with Scott Davis and the elder because I felt like, especially Davis, he had a kind of a good way to close it out because I don't want this book to continue to stir up negative feeling. So I thought he had some good thoughts there at the end, and so that's who I ended the book with. So there's about 15 or 16 different interviews with people from the area.
Well, I'm really glad you did it because I too felt that the truth was hidden. The truth was nowhere to be found. I'm excited about the fact that, speaking of money and dollars invested in lawsuits, that the Energy Transfer Partner entity is suing Greenpeace and suing Earth Justice and these other groups to get to the bottom of where the funding was coming from, because they were funding people who were then breaking the law. You can't do that. And I'm really interested to hear more about that.
Well, I actually talk about that whole lawsuit. You know, the book is structured in a way where there's interviews, there's also essays, because it's kind of the story of me finding the story, because I didn't want to write outside of my sphere, if you will. And so there's kind of an essay at the end where I talk about the whole lawsuit and your reaction to it and what's in there, because I printed that thing out and I had it bound and I read it many times, and the lawsuit itself is very interesting. People should just read that, even if you don't like oil companies. You should just read it.
Yeah, and again, don't like oil companies. I mean, look, you can not like oil companies. You can have a different political view, but the idea that you think it's a good idea to have complete lawlessness, to have the disregard for law enforcement, it's incredible. And by the way, I don't think enough people know about this. The differential is disappearing. The difference that pipeline is making in bringing trucks off the road and bringing the cost down and getting the Bakken in a competitive play against, you know, Texas and other oil plays around the country is can't be understated. It's one of the reasons they hate it so bad, but they hate it because they want to keep the oil in the ground, which, of course, is just flat out insane. Glad you did what you did. You can get the book, by the way, folks, at nodappleprotest.com. Nodappleprotest.com. Julie Neidlinger, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Take it from Carson Wentz, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust him for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Look for the duck and tell him Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They're champions in my book.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.